And welcome to another round and probably final High as Fuck show.
The finale.
This is actually the final. This is actually the final podcast of this week. And I'm already done. I had enough of Alexis.
Oh yeah,
it's, by the way, it's hosted by Alexis Fox. And I am
Asian Joe.
Yeah, I'm here to fill the Asian Appreciation Month. In the month of May.
You're here to get my quota.
Yeah. I am the Asian quota of the show.
You create my diversity.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Wow. Necessary.
Right. This is my best friend.
You literally slapped your best friend in your face.
Oh, my God.
So apparently this is all false advertising.
I have always wanted to see you two together in action. So yeah. I'm really excited that we're doing this. I only see Instagram comments.
I know.
Yeah. Introduce yourself. Plug your social medias where people can find you.
Yeah. Hi, guys. I'm Kaylee Gunner. You can find me and all my links on KayleeGunnerFans.com.
Woo-hoo!
That's basically it. Yeah.
Yeah. And if it's not on that website, it's not her.
So not me.
Yeah. We've been during the whole show, we've been talking about social media, content creation, and then what to do to protect yourself when you're working with content creators.
Yeah.
But the reason why you've been in it for a few years, right?
Oh, yeah. I did cam for my first 2 years, and then I've been in the studio porn for 3 years.
Right.
So. Oh, wow. So you started out camming first.
Yeah.
And then led to
getting into my third year. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. That's awesome.
Fun. I think camming's great. I think it's also a great start for a lot of individuals. Like, if you weren't sure if you wanted to shoot content, camming's a great way to figure that out because it puts you like a little bit on camera, kind of get comfortable with yourself.
You get very comfortable in front of the camera or talking to people. It's really good. Yeah.
I also feel that camming, because I did it, I remember when camming first started, we got paid $20 an hour, dude.
They really?
Have tipping functions.
This is before Stream Aid, before
Cabbage. I'm aging myself a bit. This is 13
wow,
years ago.
I had no idea.
I was the bank secretary. I got paid $20 an hour. There was no tipping functions. And it was like really super beta back in the day.
Yeah.
And then eventually they started tipping and then they realized how much we would make. And they're like, oh, so if you make this much in tips, we're going to take the 20. I was like, oh,
no.
And then Naked.com came out.
Yeah.
StreamMate was really big.
Okay.
Like all these things. And like Chatterbait started coming out. Like, all
I did my free cams. It was so good.
That
it
too.
Literally saved me. Yeah. The way you can just make so much money on there and do whatever you want. You get a lot of financial freedom from it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Amazing.
But it's like having that autonomy of your own time. I actually used camming to pay for massage school 100%.
Wow.
So you can legit, like I paid my rent, I paid my massage school, gave me time to study.
Yeah, look
straight
at that.
A student.
Okay, straight A.
Little brainiac. I'm not the only nerd in the show. Obviously,
the fact of the matter is, she called me the N-word. I'm very defended right now.
Defended?
I am
deflated?
Offended. I'm very offended.
I'm very offended
because you just called me the N-word. You called me the N-word.
It's going to set.
You just called me a nerd.
It's going to be cut
we're
out.
Not trying, we don't want to get canceled, you guys.
I don't care. I'd rather cancel this show, to be honest.
It's called canceled.
Yeah. This show is going to be canceled. We're canceling this show. This is going to be the last show ever.
No.
Anyway, so before you do camming, obviously, you've actually been promoting saying that you were in the military or saying.
Oh, yeah.
Did you right after in the military, did you start camming or did you do before that?
Well, you're not supposed to do this, but I did it while I was in.
Oh, you
I
did.
Met a few. Yeah. I was struggling.
That's a good question because I was in the military too. And we didn't have obviously camming that long
no.
ago. Do they have the rules? You cannot be any type of...
Mm-hmm. It just goes against a lot of the integrity of the military in
a
way.
I guess so, yeah.
Is this the reason why they got did they find out and kicked you out? Or
no,
you...
I did my time honorably.
Okay.
Yeah, but the last year...
I can't imagine.
Yeah, no. Yeah, so like your CEO's, what's this?
No, I was friends with my CEO, so
okay.
I knew to get in good... Yeah.
Okay.
Get good with the good right people.
That's good.
Right.
But I kept that very low. Like you can actually really keep it on the down low for a while. I feel like with cam.
Yeah, with camming, and then you can also block out states, so you don't have to show your face.
Exactly.
You can get really creative with it.
Yeah. So if you're shy at first, it's like bad.
Did they So they never knew?
They never found out. No.
I would think because
because
if you use the internet, I'm sure they have someone monitoring because obviously it's security stuff.
No, I was married, so I lived off posts.
But you were still in service. That's what.
Yeah,
okay.
I was in the
earth. But you didn't do it during when you were active in the on the base and stuff like that.
No, not during work hours.
Gotcha.
I was still professional about it.
You want to be using taxpayers' money. Yeah. It's our cammy.
I did use the taxpayers' money for my boobs, though.
Oh, there you go.
The military gave me my boobs.
Oh, there you go.
Hey.
Oh,
I love that. The Air Force.
The Air Force did it.
Thank you for being great.
Thank you. Were you in the Air Force?
Yeah.
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 Hey, great
Air
boobs.
Air Force, thanks for appreciating good titties. We appreciate you. Thank and you were Army?
Yeah, Army for 5 years.
And you actually did guns, right?
Machine gunner.
Oh, yeah. That's amazing.
You probably did too, no?
Yeah, we did some training.
She was a load master.
I was a load master. Still in
loading
today.
What?
She's still
loading.
Lots of men.
So basically everything that came out to the base, whether it was I had to meet it with federal marshals. So if it was something very high clearance or just simply stuff for the, what is it called? PX? Something for the grocery store or something on base.
Oh, okay.
It went through my office.
Oh,
so
okay.
I actually was responsible for uncovering missing items, like thousands and thousands of dollars.
That's a lot of responsibility.
And I got awards for that because I was the only one on base like, hey, why is this whole massive shipment missing and why are we paying for it? I actually started investigating and pulling all that out.
Yeah.
And yeah, I did really well.
There's so many moving parts in the military. You have to really, that's a hard job.
Yeah.
To keep track of everything.
Yeah.
Oh, if we lose a weapon, like in the field, we're out there for days trying to find it.
Yeah.
Like,
it's a big fucking deal because you can't be losing these things. And I was on a SAC base. So we have, there's missiles and all kinds of things that are out there, silos and stuff. And so I did work with a lot of federal marshals moving different parts because they have to be tracked. They're not only tracked by a truck, but there's still a helicopter involved. There's a lot of moving parts.
But you were probably the hottest girl in your unit.
I was. Yeah. I fucked a lot.
Little hotter.
Yeah. And I'm also the instigator because at first I was in the dorm room. So I was like, oh, hey, you're cute. Let's all fuck up.
His face. I never know if you talk openly about the military a lot.
Yeah,
so I just wanted to you know?
I'm really comfortable with all of it. Plus, I've been out for so long and stuff. Yeah. I also had a very good experience while I was in.
Yeah.
I was stationed pretty much at Grand Forks, North Dakota.
Okay.
Not much out there but to drink and fuck anyway.
Wow.
So, yeah, I had a good time.
Wait, how long you were in service? I didn't. How long were you in it?
I got out a little early because my dad passed away. But
So
they gave me like a bootleg out of
so 3 years?
6 months.
Or how long
about
you were in
6 months before my four-year mark.
Oh, 4 years. Oh, okay.
6 months. So they were like, it's okay.
You know, just go. It's fine.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Wow. So you were camming at the time. And then once you left the military.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, I keep getting you off track.
So wait, no, it's fine. I'm here to keep track because she's out there.
Me will go forever.
Wait, so did anybody knew that you were camming when you were in?
My husband.
That's your husband?
Yeah, yeah. He
obviously,
if
your husband didn't know, that might be a problem.
I couldn't hide it from him, yeah. He really encouraged it. He got actually discharged from the military.
Okay.
So I was on me to pay the bills. That's really why I started doing it, because I was hustling on DoorDash. I was doing anything. I was selling shampoo on Instagram, like doing anything I could to make more money, because you don't get paid a lot in the military.
No, that's what
people
don't
realize.
And then
if you're a sole income, like it's really hard.
Yeah.
Yep.
So I started camming.
I think in general, sole income in this society would be really hard. I think that's why people have so many roommates. And I can't even imagine living in LA.
And it's just going up.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
It's not getting any better.
And I was stationed in Monterey my last year. And the cost of living is insane.
Oh, it must have been absolutely
insane.
It's crazy.
Yeah. But cam saved my life. It opened doors for me and just gave me that financial freedom.
Yeah.
Which we love.
And the autonomy over your own time. I say the same thing like when I got in, like, I'm just not that 9-to-5 person to be sitting at a desk asking permission for time off and all that. It was really depressing.
Yeah.
And so I was searching out party from Friday to Monday. And I'm like, this is not a lifestyle that I need to be leading.
You're trying to escape the weekday.
Yeah, because it was so hard. And it was just like, this is not how good for people that can do that and love it. And they like do it after year. Mm-hmm. Love it because we need you. It was not for me.
I know. And look at us now. Like, we're in Miami for work.
Yeah.
And we're having fun. You're doing your podcast. Like, this is more your vibe, I feel.
Yeah, yeah. It totally is. And allows the creativity to come out.
Yeah, exactly.
Like
it's fun. We're so blessed, honestly.
So what led you from, so you started camming and you're doing this now for 2 years. What was that step from, okay, I would like to put my foot on an actual studio?
Oh, yeah. I ended up getting divorced and getting out of the military, honorably doing my time. I tried to go to college. The pandemic happened.
So
all the colleges were closed down. I couldn't go do bottle service or some kind of easy job to make money.
Right.
So I really got really hard into camming. And my fans were the ones who were like, you're actually really good at this. You're a natural slut.
Yeah.
You should hit up
agencies. I came in right in time.
Yeah. my fans were the ones who were like, you should hit up agencies. And they gave me legitimate.
I saw like you should hit up Asian Joe. But
Asian Joe. No, I should have. Maybe I should have.
Okay.
No, but they literally gave me agencies like Spiegler,
wow,
OC.
Your fans gave
my
you
fans did.
Oh, wow. That's
they were
great.
Like, look on AVN website. Mm-hmm. Honestly, I think Cam fans are very loyal fans. They're like your friends.
They are.
They want your best interest. So.
And they see you and they develop that relationship. Which
yeah.
Is
it's like you both get something out of the relationship. But yeah, so they really pushed me to do it and gave me the confidence to do it.
Nice.
And then I did my first scene. They titled it Machine Gunner Gets Railed or something like that. And it
awesome.
Went viral.
Oh, so how did you came up with Keely Gunner? You're
machine
a gunner,
gunner
but
yeah.
Like how'd you came up with Kaylee?
My name is Kaylee.
Yeah.
And then I was machine gunner, so I was like Kaylee.
Oh, so you used gunner. Your real first name and
yeah.
then just added Kaylee a different
name. Okay.
Cool. Yeah. That
yeah. makes it easy for you because like when you come up with a different name, it's like, what? Did you say
yeah,
my name? What?
Exactly.
Okay.
But it worked out. It was catchy.
Yeah.
But a lot of the other Kaylees were taken. There's a lot of different spellings for Kaylee.
Yeah.
yeah.
So you spelled it the way you did.
The way I liked it. Okay. Yeah. But how about you? How did you get your stage name?
So I went in to do my first scene. I answered a Craigslist ad, and it was for Dancing Bear. It was just blowjob that day. And I was like, okay, I'll go do this, make some money. Because I held off and I quit everything. I was like, this is not the life. I wanted to make change. And I was like, mm-hmm. I'm not that person that will just cut everything off and make the change.
Yeah.
So that's pretty much what step that I was taking. And they liked my look. I was big tits, skinny with black hair. And they're like, yeah. And they got to, oh, who's going to give a blowjob? And I was like, me. And I was like, okay, what's your stage name? And I was like, fuck, I don't know. What do
yeah.
I do? So I texted one of my marketing friends.
Okay.
And being that I was in the Air Force, the AF, and he's like, Alex is a good popular name. And then use Fox, Fawx, spell it different. Apparently a lot of, obviously.
So the, you do have the military in your name a little bit
yeah.
with the Air Force.
Yeah.
Wow, I like that. Okay.
Yes. He put it together. And it's funny because we still stay in contact on the Facebook because he's a real friend.
Yeah.
It's funny that he's been able to actually see that grow.
Wow. That's really cool. How did you get your stage name?
I was actually originally, my season was actually Webmaster Joe. So my Twitter says Webmaster Joe. When I started in the adult industry, I was actually a web guy. I was a web developer. When I came to my first AVN in 2005, I was talking to people. I was actually a fan. So when I met, I love how you're doing this because
you know,
you're interviewing me.
You like this? I've
seen other podcasts and she takes over.
I'm so sorry.
She's, by the way, whose podcast is this? Is this Kaylee Gunner's podcast or is this someone else's?
No, I love
I'm sharing the attention.
Yeah, but no. Yeah, so I met a couple models and then they had an agent at the time. And so I hit him up and I saw his website and it was like very basic and stuff like that. I was like, hey,
yeah.
I can redesign it. He obviously didn't take me seriously, whatever. So I actually rebuilt the site and then, hey, this is how the site should look like, whatever. And it's I love it. So then he let me run the site and use the design I did. And then he started calling me Webmaster Joe.
Wow.
So then over time, I started was in a group of friends. We had four Joes in our group. But they were like Mexican Joe, White Joe. And then it's called Asian
Joe.
Yeah. So they just call me Asian Joe. And so that's how I got Asian Joe. And when I came to the adult industry, let's call me Asian Joe. It makes it easier because Joe's such a common name.
Yeah.
And yeah, and then when it's funny when people talk about, oh yeah, I was hanging out with Joe. And wait, who? Oh, Asian. I was like, oh, I know him. So it's funny how just that moniker just stuck around in the adult industry.
Isn't it fun? It's just fun to have this persona or whatever.
I think it just allows for a lot of freedom. Okay. I was explaining to someone the other day. They're like, oh, it's hard for them to. She was actually doing my eyelashes, and she happened to be on. She has to be on OnlyFans. I don't know how we got
this
discussion about it, and. It's hard for me to respond back to the fans. I don't know what to say. And I was like, look, you got this name, make a character. So you're not you're not always responding it as, I'm not always as my personal self.
Yeah.
I'm responding it as Alexis. Mm-hmm. So what would Alexis, that will help you get out of that realm of, I have a boyfriend. For some people, that might be hard to get past.
It's fun. It's like you're bringing out the best version of yourself sometimes too.
Yeah.
It's, wow, who is this confident person? This is not me normally.
Yeah.
But out here, I don't know, all the support you get and the people like are so non-judgmental. You just want to be your best, most confident self. That's what I love about it too.
Yeah. And this industry, I loved it because of the no one's judgmental far as, because I was always worried, pussy shy.
No, yeah.
Like, oh,
they all look different. It's okay.
Yeah, and then I realized, oh my God, everybody's the same.
Yeah, we're all fucked up in our own way.
Wait, so wait a minute, when you started out, I always had to bounce out to talk to people, but you thought, were you typecast in the wrong role sometimes?
I feel like my first year I was really hidden. I came in right during the pandemic, so I don't know how that affected you because that was new for me and that's all I knew porn was. But people were saying people weren't shooting much during the pandemic. you were COVID testing every day. I lived in the Bay Area, so I would drive 7 hours to LA, yes, to COVID test, drive home, drive back for a scene the next day. I was really wanted it really bad.
Yeah, you really wanted it.
Yeah. So I was hustling every scene I could get. But now I'm at a point where I'm like, okay, now I know what I want my brand to be. And I know what I don't want it to be. Mm-hmm. So I'm getting pickier with who I shoot for.
Yes.
Does that make sense? But you have to go through it. You have to go through it to learn what you want and what you don't want. You
absolutely. Know? And what I do love about like having OnlyFans is that it's given us that option to be picky about the scenes and who we work for. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Where 13 years ago, I was always picky. I'd take the scenes that I wanted to use. Other people might be taking scenes that they maybe shouldn't be doing.
Yeah.
Or not ready to do just to make rent. And now you can make a rent at home. Yeah. Or by camming or by all these things, you
true.
Don't have
not
to work with a company that you don't want to work with.
Exactly.
You don't have to work with the talent that you don't want to work with.
Exactly.
You could put that out there. And it's okay to have your boundaries and to say no and stick by them.
Yes, I agree with that. And it's going to give you longevity, I feel like, because if I started doing everything all at once that I wasn't ready for, I feel like it would mentally mess with me and then I wouldn't be here.
You also,
yeah, you might
you
actually
never know.
Regret. Yeah. I just tell people if it's at a 99%, like I'm 99% sure, then it's still
really
no, I'm not going to do that with you. When it's come back to me when it's 100, like where you're like, fuck yeah, I want to do this.
Yes.
I want you to do all those things to me. Mm-hmm. All right, cool. Then we're on the same page and I want to respect that.
Yeah.
I'm not saying I wouldn't shoot with somebody because of something or other, but I'm just saying, come back to me when it's 100%. Well,
exactly.
Don't push yourself.
Yeah. And whatever you do, it's on the internet forever. So you got to be 100%.
Yeah. And also, you don't want to be shot out, because what happened is like a lot of agents will get a brand new girl and they try to give them as many shoots as they can. And then they're working. It's great. You're getting the money and stuff like that. But all of a sudden, the next year, you're not getting booked because they already have a library of scenes that they already collected. And so like now year two, I don't have any money because you spend it all.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So that's what happens with a lot of, that's why the shelf life of a porn girl is 6 months. Because
they say 6 months to a
year. Yeah,
year.
6 years to a year because you.
I made it.
Yes, you pass. Once you pass that 1 year mark, but what happened is that they'll send out feelers to everyone.
Yeah.
I want to be your first. I want her to do this. I want you to do that and stuff like that. So that's why. Back in, because I started in 2005, the girls started doing solos and slowly moving on to girl and Dan Dunbar girl.
Oh.
I remember back in the day, Jenna Hayes did girl or did solo.
Wow. Yeah, when I got in, it was like, how fast do you want this to go? People have still held off on anal. People weren't doing anal out of the gate.
Yeah.
Because, and this is my thought, if you just go out of the gate with double anal, what the fuck are you going to do after you did? People are going
to
want
what do you have left to give?
I look at it this way. I was with fan experience.
Yeah.
And the reason why, let's say camming, the reason why I didn't do a lot of boy, I don't even think, I mean, I've done maybe two or three boy girls and usually I'm getting paid by the company.
Yeah.
The reason why I didn't go live with a lot of people is because I didn't want my fans to get used to it. Because once they get used to that dick showing up on camera, then you're not making the same amount of money because they're like, where's the dick?
They expect it. That's interesting because when I joined coming from cam, it was really hard for me to get into the industry. People think, they ask, how do you become a porn star? I'm like, you got to figure it out. Mm-hmm. No one's going to give you a roadmap.
There's
you have
no
to
book for it.
Put yourself out there. And
we had Kiki here and she just went on Google and says how to be a porn star. And that's how I did it.
Yeah.
It's not that difficult.
Wow.
It's not that difficult.
But now that we do things like podcasts, it's really easy to tell people what to do.
Yeah.
It's easier to, I don't know. And then just networking, meeting the right people. But
asking the right questions, doing some research. I can't stop. Guys, don't ask me how to become a porn. The male talent has a different trajectory and pathway than what I think females. Get yourself a fucking agent and ask them.
But I did do that when I was on cam. I would watch this girl, Destiny Dixon. Have you heard her? I would look up to her on cam and watch her. And I tried to DM her. I like paid to DM her. I was like, how do I do what you do? I know you did professional work and I want to do it. And she was like, babe, I'm so sorry. I don't do that anymore. But you can research it. Yeah. Now I know you don't ask people that. You just go and do it yourself.
Yeah.
I've asked, but yeah.
Yeah. It's sometimes something so obvious. It seems so ludicrous for people, but it's pretty easy. But the problem is, though, you want to make sure you really want it, because like I would tell people, most people don't do it because it's going to affect your life forever. It's going to be online. Your family's going to find out. If you don't want your boyfriend to find out, he's going to find out. If you don't want your mom, Your dad finding out.
There's only
find
so
out.
Long you can keep it a secret, yeah. Especially a professional porn.
How can you keep it a secret? It's all over the internet. Someone's going to look at it. I'm sorry, but it's a $1 billion industry for a reason. And there's, your neighbor's probably watching fucking porn. One of them is. Maybe the wife doesn't know. Maybe the husband doesn't know, but somebody is.
That's how my dad found out. He saw me on fucking Pornhub with his girlfriend stroking his dick. Yeah, I'm like, I'm so sorry.
Oh, shit.
He's like, tell Alexis I say hi, by the way. Huge fan.
Oh my God.
Oh, the dad's fan?
Yeah, he's a huge fan of you. Yeah.
Hi.
But okay, so when your father found out, was he upset? Was he like, how did he feel?
He texted me, he said, are you doing X? And I didn't respond. That was like,
yeah, you were like,
I joined, he was in the military and I joined the army too. And I didn't want to upset him or make him not proud of me. So I was like, oh fuck, here it goes. My whole reputation is in the fucking toilet. But then he was like, I'm so fucking proud of you. After I didn't respond, he called me. He's like, I saw you're up for Best New Starlet at AVN.
Yeah.
I see you're up for awards. I'm like watching your podcast. Obviously he doesn't watch my porn, but that'd be a little weird.
Yeah.
But
he
keeps up with my career.
That's awesome.
So he's really proud of me. He was like, whatever you do, it to the best of your ability, and I'm really proud of you.
You're
the best
businesswoman. Honestly, let's just the titles that we carry. I never say I'm a porn star. That's for fan. That's a fan title. But being an adult actress, that's only one little sliver of everything that you do. You're a businesswoman. You're an entrepreneur. And this is only the start of it. Like, you're going to grow and have products and all these other things.
I know. I just got my Kuro toy. I'm really excited.
Yeah, I saw, by the way.
So good. Congratulations.
You have one too, right?
Yeah. Yes. Oh. I saw your post. They're like, can you guess that? I was like, I know who it is.
I know
who it is.
Like,
I should say, I'm like, I know
fans
your
were
body.
Like, my fans were like, we saw your bracelet.
Did they?
Yeah.
I'm like, I just seen your body on your Instagram so much. I was like, I know Yay. It is.
I know. I'm so excited. Yeah, that just really. Yeah, we have so many different avenues of just doing and getting income.
Is there any other things that you're doing besides adult work? Like, I noticed you've been doing a lot of podcasts.
I've been doing YouTube. Yep. I like to hop on other YouTubes or Twitch streams. Yeah. It's really big.
Are you gaming or you're...
I don't game, but I'll go on other established Twitch people's streams.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. And I'll pop on and talk and introduce myself and just banter and have fun. So that's been really good. But yeah, it's really good to get yourself out there. I would say porn is mainstream now. There's a lot of porn stars doing movies, doing... music
There's
videos.
A nice crossover.
Yeah, but it's just good to do mainstream things like YouTube and all that stuff.
And during the last couple of days, we've been talking to performers about what's going on on Twitter, about the abusers and the content creators. I don't know if you're experienced that, but like, how do you vet the content creators?
A content creator that maybe you haven't worked with on set or... the industry or just a different.
I will say, when I go on Twitter, first of all, keep it very, it's Kaylee Gunner.
Yes.
Porn. It's turning people on. I don't ever talk about politics or religion. Maybe the military taught me that. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't
but
either.
I just don't want to. And then I also stay off the timeline because I don't want to read all the drama in the industry. What I'm learning is it's good to know, to see what's going on. Yes. So you don't work with the wrong people.
Yeah.
So it's a double-edged sword, I feel.
But because it's like, for me, let's say, for example, a girl had a bad day. And when I was working for Browsers, when I was a PA, let's say a girl had a bad day. And then so I had to take her home. And then all of a sudden she goes on Twitter saying that Joe did this. And
their word against yours.
Yeah. So she has 200,000 followers. I had 5.
Yeah.
So who's going to win this battle?
Mm-hmm.
And I understand we want to call out the abusers and stuff like that. But there's got to be a different way because the thing is, there's no way for the person who's innocent. Because you're guilty by social media.
Yeah.
So there's absolutely no way to defend ourselves because you're already blacklisted.
Yeah.
Already.
That's why I don't believe in cancel culture. I think that's ridiculous.
Yes.
You can like work so hard in your career for 20 years and then one bad day and then your brand is done. And that doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah. We're also not giving legitimately, like, you're going to grow through time. Maybe how you were when you're first in, it might be completely different than how you are now. I know me as a person, I've grown. I evolved. Yeah. So thoughts and the way I look and the way everything about it, it's changed.
And I think you have a very military mindset, which makes you like, you're very strong minded.
Yeah.
So I feel like the world outside the military is very soft and people get very offended by the smallest fucking shit. And it's just, you're trying to be kind and listen, but also at the same time, it's like, there's worse things going on in the world. You're okay. You don't need to go on Twitter and complain that the wrong douche was on set. Right?
Yeah,
like,
that's
people
true.
People are fucking dying somewhere. You're fine.
Yeah. And I think, also, I look at it this way, and I think you've also mentioned it. Alexis Fox on Twitter or Instagram, that's a business page overall.
Yes.
I'm showing you insights of a little bit of my life, the shoots I'm doing, and everything like that. it's not for me to put my personal shit on it.
Yeah. Don't complain about your boyfriend.
It's not a diary.
Yeah.
It's not my fucking diary.
And you're really talking to your fans.
And really, yeah, you're talking to their fans. It's not like I'm talking. If I have a personal issue, I'm going to talk
with someone in your personal life.
Yeah, in my personal life.
Yeah, that's where you separate your brand from
too much information about her life.
Absolutely. I do. And it's not that I don't support this or that. It's for me, my view is that it doesn't belong there.
Yeah.
And I also think there's also ways. I feel very empowered. Mm-hmm. So if something were to happen, first of all, you'd be better be fucking to try to pull some shit with me because I'm going to stop it.
Yeah.
And then if you want to exit, if we want to keep going, mm-hmm. then either the police are going to show up.
Oh, someone's nuts.
Or I'm going to put a hood on you. I'm going to do the best that I can. It's not.
That's the avenue you should take, not social media. What is that going to be?
I'm going to immediately do something. Because first of all, our phones are always in our hand. And yeah. I tell even Tony, go to the bathroom, excuse yourself, take your phone with you and start calling your agent, call your best friend, call somebody that you can rely on that can come pick you up, call the fucking police. And I know people are saying, okay, the police are going to listen to you because you're a sex worker. But listen to this, start making a paper record, and paper records are going to hold up in court. They're going to hold up a lot stronger than just making a tweet about it.
Yeah, exactly.
And I don't know. There's a lot of different things. I don't have all the answers or anything like
there's
that.
There's like a chain of command. Like yeah. You can bring it up to a director, bring it up to the next person. Yeah. You don't need to go to Twitter.
And keep going until your voice is heard.
Yeah.
And then if by chance you can't, which I'm sure I always thought you can reach out to me at any time. Yeah. If I don't know the answer to that question, I'll find somebody who does. I'm going to listen, you don't have to know me to ask me questions. Fucking
it's just
out.
So crazy. Anything can happen. We are putting ourselves out there. We don't, if especially collabing, you're alone in a room with someone sometimes. Yeah. It's the risk you're taking too.
Yeah,
what are some of the things that you do to try to protect yourself when you work with somebody who
I never shoot alone, even with male talent I meet on set. Yeah. I never shoot with new people unless I've worked with them or met them in person first. Perfect. I'll even go to dinner and get to know someone before I do a collab or something. But yeah, and also I never am alone. I'll bring my makeup artist. I'll bring a videographer. I love videographers for that reason. Mm-hmm. And then when I'm comfortable, I'll do some like videos on the phone or something else without so many people in the room.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. And that's why I like it when people come to Vegas.
Yeah.
And we shoot. And I've never shot with them before. I have a BTS camera that runs all the fucking time.
That's
true. That just keeps... And then you can use the footage of however you want.
And do you let them know that there's...
Yep. Oh, yeah. Okay. That camera's on there for your protection and for my protection. Okay. And then I have my production manager that's going to come out. We're going to do paperwork. And
I'm the production
manager. He's
going
to set up the light. And and he might go in the other room, not be in the room while we're doing it. But he's right. Everybody's on check at that point.
Yes. Yeah, we all
if
have
anything
some
happens,
of...
someone's either going to come out of the room. There's camera footage that's going to come. Not stopping.
Smart.
And yeah, I'm really
protecting yourself.
Yeah. And it's also protecting them as well. What if I touch your earlobe and in our boundary checklist, you said not to? Like,
yeah.
I might have been in the heat of the passion. And also, by the way, you can always tell when someone's into the scene and they're flowing and they touch your belly button and that's maybe your no item. And you can tell on their face. I've been in the scene. They're like, you get that. Yeah. I've done it too. Oh my God, are you okay?
Yeah.
Whatever. And they're like, yeah, fine. Keep on going. That will happen, but like you can't just get upset. You know what I mean? Like you can tell someone who's doing it
vocalize
on purpose.
If you don't like something, say it.
Yeah, and it's okay to stop.
You might not know until you're shooting the scene, and you can still speak up.
Exactly. Yeah.
I was checking on the bunny.
Oh, you're checking on the bunny?
Yeah, I'm checking on the bunny.
You have a bunny?
She does.
Oh, you have a bunny.
Fucking that bunny is a fucking
cunt.
Oh, let's
take our shot.
I hate
that
fucking bunny.
We don't call bunnies cunts. So you're going to cancel us. Cancel culture is real. Thank you.
I identify as British, so I say cunt all the time.
Alexis Fox, baby.
Wow.
Only for her I would do that.
What are some of the things that you learned as your career progressed? Did you knew things, or did you had a thought before you came in the industry, or what are some of the things that you thought you heard, but it's actually untrue, or?
Definitely your agent works for you.
Yes.
That,
thank you for saying that.
I also don't like to mix business with pleasure or friendships usually. You know how agents have model houses and things like that?
Yeah.
Sometimes it's smart not to get involved. I know some people want to save money, but at the end of the day, that's someone that works for you. You shouldn't be getting drunk or crazy around them. I don't know.
Yeah, I learned that recently. I like that. When I first started coming out to LA, my agent put me in the ping and coming out to LA and going to model house. First of all, I'm a little older than a lot of those young ladies. So I want to go to bed at 9.
Yeah, you know? Me too. That's not an old thing.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't have to share my room with you. They're going to wake me up. I got to see you tomorrow. I'm that's all, a like, mature thing. Yeah. I've got my shit down. And yes. So I was like, I'm making the money just to, and it's a tax write-off.
Yeah.
Go get an Airbnb or a hotel, whatever you're comfortable with. And I really love having my alone time before and after scenes because it's a lot. And to have that little decompression.
Exactly. Even me, I was driving back and forth from the Bay Area for my scenes. I couldn't afford a hotel at first. So that's how I did it. And I'm really glad I did it that way.
Yeah.
People respect you a lot more when you hold yourself at a different standard.
Yeah.
I'm not like sloppy at my agent's house party or something.
I know, I feel you on that.
Yeah. So I've learned that along the way, and you have to learn just by watching other people. I like to sit back in a room and be quiet and read the room. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you just have to do it and then watch, and you can learn. I want to be like that and I don't want to be like that.
What are some of your favorite scenes to do? Do you like Gonzo? Do you like the scripts, or is it anything cool? Or
yeah, so I actually just recently did my first oil scene.
What?
It was so fun.
Yeah,
I've never done. It's just non-scripted. You just come in and you fuck with oil. Oil spreading your mouth and all your holes.
Oh, I think you meant like blowjob.
My first one.
Like, wait, you done blowjob like before?
No, I feel like everyone looks at me like, oh, she's the pretty girl. She just is the missionary pillow princess. Just lay back, make your hair nice.
You're like, I'm wild.
Yeah. So finally, I did with Kenzie Taylor. She's wild.
Oh, that had to be
and Zach Wild.
Oh,
it was
my
good.
God.
Was so it for a company or for
So we did that, and I remember I walked in and I was like, so what's the plot? They're like, there's no plot, just be a slut. I was like, oh, okay.
Oil, so it was Gonzo.
Yeah.
I really like Gonzo
recently.
Yeah. Oh, wow. So you've had scripted up to that. I like having the variety, but I love the Gonzo because of the free flow. I don't have to think I got to do 5 minutes in this position. It's just, and also if you're, especially if you're working with a dude that knows, like especially an industry legend or something. Yeah.
Those are my sluttiest scenes.
Yeah, exactly. Because I can totally let loose.
Yes. There's no pressure to be a character. Yeah, just be yourself. It's fun. But that's my favorite. I also recently love Browsers. Like, the scripts are so fun.
Yeah.
Like, they're goofy sometimes. Yeah. So, Browsers is definitely my favorite right now.
And
yeah.
Did you, when you did Browsers, when you did scenes, did they say, hey, here's a checklist? We have a talent liaison. Like, when you first, did they have that before, or was Browsers like?
They were the first ones that I really noticed were doing that.
Yes.
Some companies, I think, are copying and like trying.
They're starting to follow suit.
It's not as detailed or as professional sometimes.
I'm saying this because I'm contracted, but I feel like Browsers actually does listen. They're actually on social media. They were like, hey, we saw you were going to Florida.
We didn't know they're going to be here.
I'm like, who runs this account? Because they hype up all my posts. Yeah. I'm like, I love you, Browser.
Yeah.
It's a team. Like, you got the heads of people have the account.
Yeah.
You have a talent coordinator. You have the camera guy.
It's one of the most professional sets I've ever been on.
I always feel super comfortable.
Yeah. There's never any drama. Everyone's so nice. It's different.
Like, you get taken in. Exactly. You could pretty much go in there like, with a blinder on, and okay, we're gonna do paperwork, we're gonna get makeup, we're gonna go through our boundaries, everybody's on check, it's videoed, there's the director's involved, so they know. I just feel, and then you got people watching to make sure everything is okay. Are the talent okay?
And everyone actually loves to be there. Like, they love their
job. Enjoy being there.
Yeah. It's a great fucking time. Mm-hmm. And exactly. I think,
those are the most fun scenes, for sure.
Yeah. I've acted in a lot of the Browser scenes.
Oh, yeah.
That's how we met.
Yeah,
right?
That's how we met.
He was my student once.
So, when I used this PA for Browsers
in
Vegas. And so, they hit me up. Actually, I quit being a PA, but I would come in if the other PA wasn't available. So basically, they asked me, hey, Joe, do you mind being an extra today? I said, oh, sure. Also, our PA won't be available to do pickups. Do you mind doing pickups? So I was like, okay, I'll pick up the talent.
Oh,
so I go to the airport. I pick up Alexis Fox. I knew who she was.
Okay.
Because she was Miami-based. And so I met her, and then I pick up another talent. Oh, Danny D.
Okay.
I saw her name, and I was like, I don't think that's... You look at it, and it could be Fox. It could be Alexis Fox.
Fox.
That makes sense.
That's hot.
So when I first met her, it's
not like it's all right.
So basically, so when I said, "Is oh, you're Alexis Fox, huh?" And she looked at me and was like,
"No one ever
get it.
Yeah,
get it.
No one ever got it. And I'm not. It's a suitor.
Do I say it wrong? Do I still
even notice?
It doesn't matter.
Probably, look, 13 years in, you know, I am not. I didn't correct
Alexis
anybody
fucks.
In the beginning, and I'm not going to correct anybody now. First
it's
of
Alexis
all,
fucks.
Yeah,
get it right.
First of all, yeah, it's a stage name.
Yeah,
and I think
wait, do you?
No, that's not.
You know how many people call me Kylie Gunner? All day,
yeah.
And I just let them. I'm like, I just accept
yeah,
it.
Yeah, that was a couple times.
Friends know.
That's a couple times. Like, and then I just looked at it again. It's Kaylee. Like, spelled Kaylee.
Oh my God, I probably have said it wrong. Jesus, I murder
no.
everybody's.
Yeah.
So that's also why I don't get angry because I'm that. No. But
that's
why I always
have you introduce yourself because we might fuck it up.
Yeah.
Or there might be a word that might say it wrong and stuff like
yeah.
that. So you want to make sure you have the correct
pronunciation.
You know who always says it wrong? Tony Rivas.
Yeah.
I'm like, it's fine. You're going to pass. You're going to fucking.
Of course.
What is accent?
Sometimes
I really have to listen close. I love you, Tony. I worked with you many years now.
There's times I don't understand him
Tony
at all.
Yeah, I don't know.
Look, I'm calling him out now. I'm sorry.
I love you, Tony.
I love him.
But so. I will say your accent's thick. So.
Yes. I think he knows. I think he's been in his
among
yeah.
other things on
yeah,
here.
But... I don't think he takes it personally. So
I'm just wait. Hey, you need to invite me to the show Paella.
Are you gonna see? Are you gonna see him next week?
Food. Oh, I do.
You have a scene. You have a scene with that.
Yeah,
team.
I actually because Tony was talent, so yeah. I worked with Tony, and now
oh,
like, yeah, now
no,
he's
just directing.
I don't think he. Yeah,
no, he
does,
still performs, but
like,
only content.
Yeah,
the content, but he's not a,
maybe
like,
with
a
his wife or something.
Yeah.
He shot in my first year. I shot for Browsers for the first time, and my scene was the number one most viewed on the Browsers site.
Oh, fuck
it. Oh, was that the Gunner?
No, it's the one with Jenna Starr.
Okay.
Slutty Scoochie lookalike.
Yeah.
Yes.
Something goofy. But yeah, he shot that. He's amazing.
Yeah.
He's really good.
He's
yeah,
really
he
good.
Knows exactly what he's doing. He's done so
I think
many.
It helps if you're a performer, what people expect or what.
Yeah.
And he understands the performers. If they like, yeah, I don't feel this position's going to work. Okay, cool. So
yeah.
he
and
understands.
And I think that helps. Yeah. Being a talent and going into production like that, it does help a lot because you can always tell the difference because I've gotten in, I'm like, dude, I can't squirt that way. My
I heard you're a professional squirter. Like
oh,
you
I
can
yeah.
squirt.
Oh, I could hit that fucking sign with no problem.
Wow.
Yeah.
I need to
fucking
learn.
Bragging all
but
the time.
Yeah, I can't brag about it. I can.
I'm sure you've talked about it a lot.
But I will tell you this. Because it was a huge niche for me for a while.
Yeah.
And so what I did was I asked a ton of questions of the best squirters. What do
yeah.
you do to squirt? Like, how can I get, obviously, and let's just say real squirting at home is like a tablespoon.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
a whole
it's
different realm.
Dribble.
Yeah.
Little.
And there's a whole big workup. It's fun because I'll do it on
I think
hand.
It's more
yeah.
for you, for it should be called gusher, like a gusher instead of a squirter,
I'm
right?
I'm a super sipper
yeah,
when
a
I'm
super.
Doing for when. So when video, when
like
production
gunner.
Asked me to do a squirting, and I'm
yeah.
like, okay, what extreme do you want me to go? Do you want the super smoker where I'm like, boom, boom, I like all the time,
yeah.
which is going to require anywhere between 4 to 6 pedialytes?
Yeah.
Or do you want more natural? Then I'm like, okay, I'm not going to have a hop of coffee,
yeah.
but I'm going to clear that out really quick and make. And the whole thing behind the pedialyte, guys, besides just water, is so that because it's not always.
You want to be
we
clear.
Want to clean, we want to be clear.
Clean.
And also, yeah. I've drank so much Pedialyte. It's just going to taste like Pedialyte if I got to squirt
That's
in
amazing.
Your mouth or I got
to
do.
I'm giving a lot of shout outs to people, but Tiffany Watson.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Big
she,
squirt.
I've
she
done,
was like,
yeah, we did a big squirting.
Like, do this flavor so it tastes really good. I'm like, oh, like,
yeah.
I didn't know that was a thing.
Yeah, it's a whole thing because after a while of cleaning your system out, it's only going to taste
Tiffany squirted
what
on
you drank.
Oh, you're so lucky.
Yeah, because I had to.
She's so blessed.
I had to. I think yeah, what so. Happened was, I think she was in a weird position. I think she was doing a reverse cowgirl.
Yeah.
But, with
oh,
legs
and it's just
but the thing is, though, but I had, but she wasn't balanced, so I had to hold her leg up, right? So I'm in the splash zone. And so then she squirted. And so literally she's hitting my like left arm.
You're like,
and then
like
the camera guy looked at me and said, like, I'm so sorry. And it felt like we had to get. Well, I mean, we had to get the scene done, and so we yeah. want to make
it's
sure
it's going
to
happen.
Scene.
I try never to. I will tell the camera person. I'm like, listen, if I don't say I'm coming, when I, especially reverse cowgirl. So I've gotten so used, and plus you loosen up a little bit. If I pull off the dick and I
yeah.
look like wherever my vat, wherever my hole is pointing, it's going. So if you have the camera and you don't want to get it wet, move.
Yeah.
I'm never going to try to damage people's equipment.
Exactly.
But no, and if you're cool with it, it's a lot. It's not going to be a simple splash with me unless that's what you want.
There's some.
It takes also knowing your body. So squirting
yeah.
is the whole thing about scene squirting. Is all on knowing like how to fill myself up, how to know my body, when that get that certain pressure,
yeah,
when to release it.
Okay, and I did a lot in the military. I squirted all over the barracks.
Oh,
I was a little squirt queen. But oh, now I get camera shy.
Really?
And I'm like, oh, I can't. No. So I need to just chug Pedialyte. That's probably what it is.
You and I will have to. We should do some squirting.
We'll do some
content.
Stuff together. Yeah.
Oh. We could do a whole like
I'm
teaching you to squirt.
Splash zone.
Yeah, yeah, you could be the cameraman.
No, I was going to say,
you're going to get a little
jacket.
Plexiglass behind
yeah.
the camera.
Some directors ask like, so either to wear like a parka, and then they would put a plexiglass right in front of the camera.
Because it's really, it's so fucking hot to see that splash.
Wow.
Right. But you got to protect the camera. Like, camera. Not, like, I'm not trying to destroy thousands of dollars.
Yeah, these are expensive yeah. cameras, so they don't want any moisture on it because.
Yeah. You're gonna fuck it up.
Yeah.
Wow.
So we could actually, yeah, we could definitely do something fun.
Okay, yes. Let me practice for a little while. Let me chuck some Pedialyte. I'm gonna call you later.
I'm ready, girl.
I'm ready.
Let's go.
Let's go. Let's do this. Put
I
my
love
strap
it.
On, be like, yeah.
Yes.
But I tell you, reverse cowgirl is like the easiest way to squirt because
that's
the way the pressure goes against everything else.
That's the one. Okay. Can,
yeah.
But it's
for seat squirting.
Yeah, at home, not everyone loves reverse cowgirl. Everyone.
But not my personal life.
Yeah.
Like it.
You're a dead fish.
You're a dead fish.
You wouldn't even.
One more shout out, and I'm done bringing up other people. But
yeah,
can I say it?
Fucking incredible.
She did a handstand. We did a browser scene together, and we made her squirt in our face in a handstand.
Oh,
I'm like, that's performer of the year.
Yeah.
That's why
we have her on too.
Yeah, all the shout outs.
I think she has a place in Vegas too. So
she's
we probably
so
hit her up.
Hot.
She's beautiful.
Hot and an incredible performer, super sexy and sexual.
I know, I love
like,
it.
I just and she holds, and you know what? I also find very attractive, and I'm sure you probably feel the same. The way she carries herself. The way you carry yourself will carry you so much further than you just being the person that, you know.
She's really nice and also very strong-minded.
Yeah.
I love that.
Professional.
Yeah.
She can speak up and she speaks eloquently about everything.
Yeah, I met her before. Yeah, she was like, she started out, she was actually a stripper in St. Louis.
Oh, really?
And then she saw, I believe, Bonnie Rotten featuring.
Okay, yeah.
So she approached Bonnie as, hey, I would love to get into porn. How do I go about it? But she didn't know what to do. And so she introduced him to the Spiegler, I believe.
Oh,
and
okay,
that's how
nice.
She became a Spiegler girl.
Yeah.
But yeah, I remember seeing her starting out. What sucks is with people of color, they don't really get, at the time when she started out, they don't really get the accolades or like the shoots they want because of the, they end up putting
it. They don't get pushed as much.
Yeah, they don't get pushed.
I'm sorry, I get.
She was probably one of the only female.
She was the first to win Performer of the Year.
Yeah, and I literally cried.
Yeah.
I was like texting her like, congratulations.
Her so much,
Like, that was huge.
Yeah.
I look up to girls like that. Like, she just puts it all out there and she gives the best scenes ever. You do that too. You show up and you really show out. And I'm like, okay, I'm watching you guys and I watch your porn. I'm like, okay, not for pleasure, but for
Learn. Like research. Yeah. I do the same thing. Like, I look at people and I look, I'd say, wow, that's fucking great. That's hot. Yeah. I want to learn all those things. And or I'm just going to ask you in person. After so many years in, now I don't even just ask.
Yeah. And now I'm just asking. Look, I'm asking you for squirting advice.
You should definitely do that.
I think I reach out to you. You're welcome to hit me up if you have any questions.
Oh, yeah.
Just
you're great.
That's from them shit.
I just gave up a lot of show.
Thanks. Appreciate it. Because you started in the pandemic. You're still learning. There's a lot of agents out there that either just wants to fuck the girls. And
they just want to make the money.
Yeah, they just want
to
make money.
They're very professional.
And,
they know it's only going to last 6 to a year. Because a lot of new girls have a shelf life of 6 months to maybe a year to a year and a half.
I didn't know that.
Because what they're going to do is that, like, some agents will get a new person and shoot the fuck out of them.
Yeah, we mentioned that.
And be like, oh yeah, go ahead, do the anal, do this, do that. Which, by the way, if you're comfortable with, that's why you like, go do it. You don't have to like wait for things unless you want to.
Yeah,
but then sometimes we'll get shot out, and sometimes agents don't. Not all agents care about the talent as much as maybe they should.
Yeah,
and this is one thing.
I didn't realize that.
This is one thing, and people should listen up. Send me my fucking shit for my scene, which I don't have any problem with because I always get it now. A, I'm contracted. Two, it's with browsers.
Yeah.
But I remember back in the day, wait, where's my call sheet? I want to know the day before who I'm working with, what do I need to fucking wear, all the stuff.
I am
if there's a script, if I need to squirt, I want to know. Give me a heads up.
I'm so picky now. I'm like, I won't even accept the scene until I know who it is.
Yeah.
And then, who's the makeup artist? That's a big thing.
Yeah. Like,
because how am I going to feel that day? Am I going to be confident? Or, you know.
Yeah. And if you have either way, you want
that's also a very big thing. Yeah.
Makeup provided. Yes. That's another issue. Sometimes
you need to know before you even say yes.
And that was something that started to go away. Because when I got in, makeup was always provided. And then I was like, I started coming out to LA and I'm like, first of all, I'm a tomboy, so I am not going to come makeup ready, okay?
No,
like,
you're in the military. They don't teach you that in the military.
No, and I don't care to learn. I'm like, first of all, I'm an actress and a model. Have the fucking makeup ready, because that time in the chair is so important. But that's 90 minutes I got to calm my nerves, to chat. Also, the makeup artist can cue the director and the production manager or whomever is in
charge. What look they want.
Not just look. What's the mental status of the model that's going to go on? Is she okay that?
Yes.
They really are like a therapist.
That's true. Or maybe she's coming in because maybe something happened to her dog, or she got in a car accident on the way there, or maybe she's just not ready for that scene. And the makeup artist is that first contact. A, you got to have a good comforting makeup artist that I've gone on, and the makeup artist is, oh, you look skinny today. I'm like, fuck yourself. Don't comment on, because you're fat. You want to comment on me? Shut up.
Yeah.
Sorry, I don't mean to be rude, but
I agree, though. And there's like, also professionalism with it, because don't they want the talent to look amazing and feel amazing?
Yeah. And like, ask me, what is my look?
Good makeup artist and also good people.
Yeah.
So they don't fuck with your mental health or like your physical.
Because that's the first person that you're seeing when you get on set.
Yeah.
So it's nice. And honestly, like, companies, do not take that away. Like,
they're so important.
It's so important, especially for a new girl. You want her to do your best. Have a fucking makeup artist there for her so she can feel beautiful and that she's getting made up. Maybe that's the first time she's getting made up. Maybe that's the first time that she gets her hair fucking done. And
my first
people putting clothes on her. And oh my God, I feel hot. I'm sexy. Yeah. She's going to put on a better scene.
That made me fall in love with porn my first scene. I was like, what? There's a makeup artist? I'm getting treated like a queen?
Let's stop there. But there's also a really bad makeup artist.
Oh, okay.
Don't forget that.
But at the moment,
majority are good. They do a good job because they've been doing a lot. They know exactly what the director wants.
Yeah.
Because especially when they ask you to come makeup ready, and then this is the look we want. It's like, dude, this is a professional makeup artist that did this. There's no way a girl can do it on her own.
Exactly.
Especially when you call times at 8 o'clock in the morning.
But our job is not makeup.
I will just tell you when they told me to come makeup ready, I came up with fucking bare face. I'm like, this is how I know how to do makeup.
Yeah.
That's not the look. And I'm like, then you should have hired one.
We're getting paid to be performers.
Because I'm fully comfortable going out with no fucking makeup. If you don't want a makeup artist, you're going to get the fucking
mall. And most of the directors pocket that money. So they would get a budget, and so they're being cheap. Is somebody else going to pocket this money and just tell the girls to get makeup ready?
Pay for my own makeup artist for my collabs. I'll pay for the other talent to get their makeup done.
You want to give a shout out to your makeup artist?
Makeup by Evan.
Yes, we love you, by the way.
We share you.
I saw how well he did your makeup. Oh, and that's why I was like, I want him. I look, and that's so important.
He also takes photos after and just makes you feel so beautiful.
Yes.
So I love that about him.
And I've given his name out to other people. And I'll tell you why. A, he's on time. He's professional. He's
really
quick.
Nice. He's nice.
So you're not sitting there for 3 hours. Like, he'll have me done in 90 minutes. And I'm like, wow, you did all this? You're taking my picture?
He
shouts you out.
Wait, how'd you
get
content?
How did you find
out? How did you?
We met him through a mutual friend.
Okay.
So he's from Canada.
Yeah.
And we met and we just really hit it off. He ended up staying with me in LA. And I was like, stay, don't leave. Please, I need you. So I'm like, I call him. Can you come out to the living room? I need my makeup done. please, right now. He's so good. But he gets my makeup done in 30 minutes because he knows my face so well.
Yes.
I'm like,
yeah,
so if I ever get a roommate, I will be a makeup artist. If you ever get a roommate, get a makeup artist for sure.
Oh, that's I should get a live-in one. That'd be awesome. Yeah.
I practically live at her house.
I told
her. And I basically do everything.
But do you do makeup?
No, I think that's the next thing she wants me to do.
Learn.
I'm probably going to learn how to do makeup.
We'll change the game.
I'm going to go on YouTube and do makeup tutorials. Stay tuned.
We'll have Evan give you a
Asian
class.
That actually would be really funny to watch you try to put makeup on me.
I'm sad.
I would love to do that. It's you want makeup done?
All the permanent marker shit away from him.
You know the blindfolded videos? You don't even have to be blindfolded. I'm sure you'll do.
Because I'm Asian and have no eyes?
No.
Just smile, Joe. Just smile.
Oh, I can't see now. Really? I can't see.
We look like brother and sister when I get high.
Oh my God.
She turns more Asian than
I
do.
This is the best podcast I've ever been on.
More Asian than I do when she gets high.
It's facts.
The joke.
It's funny because I always say to Joe, because we have a, like, we did meet years ago, and yeah. he's a stable person in my life. He lives in the same city.
And I'm unstable, though. He made me unstable.
We're both, like, whatever.
We balance each other.
We balance each other out. And I can trust him 100%. So when I really love and care about someone as a friend, as a brother and sister, whatever, we have really strong banter, but we also know we're joking.
Your boundaries.
If you heard you may not understand.
When I told people that she stole my dog, people literally thought she actually believed that.
Ladies in the industry block me.
Dog stealer.
But thing is, though, if you look, I'm with my dog.
This motherfucker showed up with EBM with Alexis Fox, stole my dog shirt and stood in my goddamn sign line.
They're
blocking me because they really think this. They're blinding him like, okay, we're going to go into Alexis' house. We're going to steal that fucking dog back. Fuck that bitch.
It's fine.
Like,
I had the keys to the house.
God. I was like, Joe, please tell them that you see your dog.
I just want to, make the clear. Alexis is amazing at taking her dogs. Just recently, actually, we did talk about
it. I love the dog.
You have a lot of animals, right?
Yeah. Sorry. Just three.
Okay.
But no, like when Loki, what happened was Loki has his pancreas.
Has pancreatitis.
Oh. So she looked at Loki and he was panting and he was like, what's going on?
That's not normal.
That's not normal.
You know, that's a pain reflex.
Yeah. And so when Loki was panting a lot, and so, you know what? Like she texted me, I think Loki's, oh man, I think. I told her, I think maybe give him time, but then she started.
I was like, no,
can't. I'm gonna take him.
I gotta go right now.
That's how you should react.
Yeah.
I was like, honestly. No, you know what? I don't need to go to the gym right now. Yeah. I need to take my dog.
Because Loki's like, when he's happy, he also pants too. So maybe he's happy that you're here. But no, I wasn't at the house, so I didn't see that happen. Yeah. So I just told him, maybe he's just happy. But then when she told me, he's looking weird and stuff like that. It's okay. Then I'll meet you up at the hospital.
It was like immediately. I love my animals.
Oh yeah,
they are my fur
babies.
That's
how you should react.
I rescued my rabbit in my neighborhood. I don't know why the rabbit was hanging out at
night.
It's
a wild rabbit.
No, it was domesticated, but. The thing with domesticated rabbits, people get them. They can't take care of them or they don't want to take care of them.
Just let them go.
Or it's too much for them. And they think, it's a rabbit. I'm going to put it outside. I'm like, it's domesticated for a reason, idiot.
That's
going to
be roadkill. Yeah, you can't.
Think about it. We're in the desert. There's coyotes. There's owls. There's big dogs. Anything out there can get a little bit. And there's a difference between a domesticated and a wild rabbit. Wild rabbits, their ears are up so they can.
Yeah,
hear shit that we can't hear. Exactly. Domesticated, that's why their ears are most of the time down.
She's a loppier, and so her ears are way down.
Yeah, she'll stick one up whenever she's, what's up? Yeah. It's not up all the time.
When she got them, it came to her. And so it was
those people.
Yeah. So obviously, someone got this bunny, but they couldn't take care of it. So I'm just going to let her go.
And it must have been out for a while because it was super tiny, and I got her nice and
now
she's healthy. And she's bigger.
I love that.
I'm teaching her like little things. I got a little, so I like to have my coffee with her because I had to keep them the dogs.
You rescued
her.
Her.
Yeah. She's happy. I will be happy. I will say my rabbit is a cunt. It's funny. I love her to death. She's a Las Vegas gangster rabbit from the streets. Ooh. So it's okay.
You know how bad I want to be your rabbit? If I could reincarnate, I would want to be Alexis Fox's
rabbit. Honestly, I would like to be my own pet.
Any kind of pet.
A fucking fish. You can still come over and be your pet.
Can I?
We got a room. We got a leash for you.
Extra rooms. I got leashes.
Yeah.
For humans and pets.
I know you treat them so good.
It's been about an hour, and I'm already over it.
Rude.
I know.
The shots are just hitting. You don't want to do it? This is a big finale. 3-hour podcast?
No, let's not.
We've had a long day in the sun.
It is. So. But like, you're great. I met you. You're so sweet. I love you. You're gorgeous. And so it's always to bring you on and love to see you. Your career's growing and you're
love to have you back on again.
Yeah, congratulations on your toy. Not many people have their own toys.
And as quickly as you're getting, I just love the way you carry yourself. You're super professional. You're gorgeous. Besides all that, you're super you're intelligent and that comes through. I think that's why you're going to get the deals that you're going to get and you're going to soar very high.
Thank you.
And you're going to be here for a long time.
Yeah. I made it past the 6-month mark.
I'm going to say that now.
Thank you so much. I look up to women like you, so that's all I can say.
Find someone else.
I would like to say one thing. This is the first podcast that Joe admitted that I am amazing.
Wow.
So, thank you very much, Joe. I already know.
Number one podcast.
I edit this podcast, so I'm actually going to delete that part
the
out.
The whole segment now.
I'm going to.
Don't be rude.
That's because, like a different.
just put a different word. Because I say that part, but.
I'll say it. You're amazing. You can't keep cutting it out if I keep
you
saying it.
Joe. I'm amazing.
But, but she still told my dog, though.
Fuck.
Jesus.
She stole my dog.
That's not how we could end this.
Go ahead. And actually, do you have any other questions since you like to take over podcast?
Yeah, actually, I do.
Okay, go for it.
And then we can end. Yeah, okay. Do you have any advice for someone like me in my position? I'm not super new, but I'm still like up and coming. What would you say to yourself when you were 3 years in?
I think you're doing a lot of the stuff like already. I realize, know it's a business. Know that you always have control. Allow it to empower you, explore your sexuality within it in safe spots. Wait till you're 100% ready to do all those things.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's a business. Don't be afraid to branch out, to create other things that you enjoy and love. Like, it all depends on what realm. If it's working with like content creators, I think you have the right idea in mind. Let me meet you. Let me do some research.
Okay.
Let me get the vibe for you on that. Because you want to stay safe. That's number one. But really, you're doing a lot of the things that I would already recommend. I think, listen, the agent works for you. So work that. Being particular about who you work with is absolutely 100% because you're protecting your brand.
Yeah.
And and understand, like, where do I want to take my brand? Now, for instance, I have a coffee, I have beer, I've got all these other things going on. Good. So know that's all available. And also look at your career that, yes, you're in front of the camera now, but where do you want to be in 5-10 years? Do you want to have other products? Do you want to be speaking? Do you want to be in the director's seat? Start thinking of those things now, because those are going to turn around in 5 years. You're going to go by fast.
Yeah.
And July is going to be 13 years for me.
Wow. And it's a career.
Now I'm like sitting there and I'm like, how did 13 years go
by? I remember
by?
I met you at a TTS, I think, and you just got your browsers contract. Yeah. You're so excited.
Exactly.
I was like, wow, I can't wait to be like her someday.
Yeah. And honestly, I think I'd have to ask Brands why they contracted me, but I get told a lot because they do check with companies will check with production.
Yeah.
How was this person? If you act like an asshole on set, you're probably not going to get booked. And also just know production companies can be on their no list.
Yeah.
They also want a good day.
Be nice to people.
Yeah. That's your attitude, how you conduct yourself and so forth is going to get you way far.
Yeah.
And having the discipline. Which I think I feel that you already have. And discipline is going to get you a lot further than motivation. There's days that I work and do a shit ton without any motivation. Maybe I don't feel like getting up and going to the gym and doing all the things that I need to do, but I still stick to it because I know in the long run it's going to pay off.
Yeah, exactly.
And it has paid off for me. And I'm really glad I am the person I am and that I've grown up in this. You have a growing period over 13 years.
Exactly.
Where I was 13 years ago is completely different. Is different than where I am now.
Yeah. You know, it's a long career. So thank you for that advice.
I do want to add to that. Have your circle small.
Yeah.
Because you want to have the people that you really, truly trust. Because when you start bringing in people, come in.
There's
whatever.
A lot of acquaintances.
It's like any other industry. There's always going to be people looking at you as competition, stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But you want to have people that's willing to support you. Like an Evan. Like
Support you outside of your brand.
Yeah. You want to keep that circle small because you know that they're going to be there
have
for
your
you.
best interest in mind. And as far as I've never felt any competition. Like, I don't look at people as competition.
We're all different brands.
Yes. I have my own brand, and maybe I have my little blinders on, and I sometimes I poke up, hey, what's going on? If I notice anything, it's because, oh, wow, I like what that person did. So let me learn a little bit about that. And would that fit in somewhere in my realm? But I never, ever... And maybe that's with the MILFy thing or whatever. I don't think about it.
But you matured. You started out late. And so you had time to grow. You were in the military. That military kept you structure.
That's a great background.
Gave you structure. Gave you a support system. You know exactly how to get your goal because you had that structure and was like, hey.
You're setting yourself up for success.
Yeah, exactly.
Self for success, which you are doing. Okay. And I think, honestly, so like, I'm not even joking. Like, going down the pathway and like, you've already got your own toy. People waited years to get their toy.
Oh,
yeah. They haven't waited yet.
Yeah.
And they've been in this industry for so long because they don't either don't look at the adult industry as a career. They look at it as, I'm just making easy money. I'm just having fun, partying, spending. Yeah. Don't even have a savings account. They don't have a banking account, a checking account. And so it's like some of these performers, they're still performing or struggling to get work because they spent all their money
performing to survive.
Yes.
Yeah. Let your fans buy your expensive shit. You invest in your
own wish list.
Yes.
Yeah. I love that wish list.
If you want a Louis bag, just
put it on there.
Be good to your fans. Will be good to you.
My red bottoms are bought by my fans. I don't wear uncomfortable shoes. I'm happy with my flip flops. Yeah. You want me to wear it? Buy it.
Yeah.
You want me to
your
carry
your browsers Crocs? Yeah.
Yeah. I love those Crocs, by the way. I was such a Croc hater until I got them. And it's fuck, now I'm wearing them all the time.
They're super cute.
Yeah.
Cool. You guys so much for having me.
Mention your social where people can reach you.
Yes. You guys can find me on KayleeGunnerFans.com. All my Instagram, my Twitter, everything is on there. My OnlyFans. So check it out.
Awesome.
Thank you guys. Thank you so much for being on. I adore you.
I'm going to make you drink another shot with me.
Oh my god,
shut it off.
I'm so glad it's over.
It's over.
Yes.
You too, Joe.
No more podcast.
Yay, we did it.